back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. Your Time and Temp, a service of Grease Monkey, conveniently located on the ones in North Platte. Here at 831, it's 53 degrees. On our way to a high today near 81. We have John Hales joining us now. John, recently rocking a haircut. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to John about his candidacy for mayor of North Platte coming up in a few moments. Joining us right now, another handsome fella, Joe Shukra. Always appreciate the time, Joe. So how's it been going with Hope Embraced?
Well, it's slow like everything else, but trying to organize a few things, sorting through some files and stuff that you put off because you just don't have time to look at it. So getting around to that, I think one of the most exciting things, we have had a deficit, a debt, I should say, to pay off our building, about $23,000. And we had a $10,000 check that came in.
Oh, my.
And that has really inspired people. You know, I suggested in our last newsletter, you know, we had 10 more people give $1,000, or one person, you know, matched that $10,000. I mean, we'll wipe that debt out soon, and have since had three $1,000 checks come in.
Wow!
So we're around $9,000 now. We've had some other checks that have come in too. So to get that done, we have a kitchen that we want to build. We've been working on bathrooms, but that will be the next big project, is putting the kitchen in.
Well, and I think it's worth bringing up, too, like we have on the program before. It's great that an individual could give $10,000, and it's great that there are individuals that can give $1,000, but if everybody could just do what they can, rather that's $1,000, $10,000, or $50, it makes a big difference.
Right. It sure does. And it's it's a surprise sometimes when a larger check like that comes in. This was a retired couple, you know, been friends of mine for years and years, mm-hmm. and you know, I wouldn't look at them as people, you know, that are real wealthy people, but they really had a heart for what we do, believed in it, and they sent the money to back it up, and it's inspired other people to give.
That's great. It's great. So inspiring to see. We need more positivity like this.
Yes, and I know this is a difficult time for many charities and ministries, mm-hmm. and people that rely on just the support of people in the community, you know, we still don't know what the summer will look like, but we feel like people have really stayed with us and are still supporting us. And last year, you know, I would write down, as I found out about individuals that passed away that had been on our mailing list, and we probably had 30 or more. You know, some months, you know, I'd be going to a funeral, seemed like every other week or sometimes two in a week.
Nice.
But, you know, there's other people that have stepped up and are helping to fill in for that loss. And, you know, it's a very fluid thing. You know, people mm-hmm. come and go and move, and their life situations change on them. You know, we know we have an anchor to hold on to. That's the reason why our name is Hope Embraced, is we believe in that anchor. And, you know, God will see us through this.
Absolutely.
I think He's trying to get our attention. You know, how many times do we go on in life, think we've got this, you know, I really don't need any help from Him.
Yep.
You know, I can handle it. And then something like this comes along and really shows people how dependent we really are. We can't depend on politics and science and medicine to fix everything for us. So that's just, I guess, a lesson I'm taking from this.
Absolutely. Again, we have Joe Shukra joining us here on Mugs in the Morning of Hope Embraced. And Joe, obviously there's a lot up in the air here with this coronavirus, but are you guys talking at all about how it might look like with some of your programs moving forward? In particular, the one that came to my mind was the after-school programs.
Yeah, we've really been kind of scratching our heads to see what that's going to look like. And of course, at this point, we don't know. We're kind of looking to see what schools are going to be doing. And I know a lot of schools are making plans to start, but you know, there's a lot of precautions, a lot of changes, and you know whether kids are going to be able to move from one classroom to another, or whether they can, you know, serve lunch at school, and all these things. And so we're paying attention to those restrictions and you know things that they're asking, and gonna try to play it as much by the rule as we can.
Sure.
And hopefully, you know, can get it going.
And there's things that you guys do, too, that you'll be able to do pretty easily. You know, for example, the prayer group at North Platte High School, all that's done outside. So the social distancing is pretty easy to maintain. But there
right.
could be some changes with some things.
And the jail still lets me come in, too. So, you know.
Well, it's okay
to
let you.
That up. They let me out, too.
Yeah, that's the trick. It's one thing for them to let you in, one thing for them to let you out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a fine line there.
And there's an exciting thing there, too. We have, you know, one of the inmates that we're meeting with is leading Bible studies and prayer groups.
Wow.
And that's been real exciting. He's been meeting with some Spanish-speaking inmates. And, you know, I was able to give a Spanish recovery Bible that he's been using. He's doing Bible studies with them. And then we were able to find some Spanish New Testaments that I took. I found just enough for all five of the inmates that he's meeting with. So
that's not a coincidence.
He said they were very excited to get that.
That's great. Love to hear that. And I want to tip the cap, too, to Sheriff Kramer and the staff at the Lincoln County Detention Center, because we all know that the president came out recently and said that church is essential business.
Yes.
And called on governors to open up churches and things like that. And one thing that Jerome and the crew have been great about there is realizing that the ministry that you and others provide is essential to these inmates.
Well, you know, as nice as Jerome and the rest of the staff there are, they would be quite all right if they never saw those inmates again. If they walked out the doors and didn't come back.
That's preferred.
Yes. And they know that the spiritual aspect is one of the strongest ways of making that life change.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really thankful that they recognize that. While we're on the subject of law enforcement and whatever, I want to give a shout out to Kevin Kennedy for his efforts in bringing in that flyover yesterday.
Yeah,
I was making or on the phone and with phone calls and all of a sudden it hit me. Oh, that flyover is supposed to be in like 5 minutes or whatever. So I hurried up and got in my car and drove out to the Veterans Memorial, and it was packed. There were cars everywhere. I pulled into the motel parking lot there just as the jets were coming in, and that was so inspirational to see that.
It
his
was cool.
His persistence, you know, the third try, we finally got him here.
Yeah.
But I want to say thanks to Kevin for all his efforts in recognizing veterans, and he certainly deserves a salute, and if you see him, tell him thank you.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. A lot of work that went into that, and what a great, great community we have here, and what a great organization and effort they're led by Mr. Kennedy as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Joe, anything else you'd like to add this morning? And I want to remind folks, too, you mentioned the newsletter a couple minutes ago. If folks want to sign up and be on the mailing list for that newsletter, it's pretty easy to do so.
Yeah, they could just give me a call. I usually have my cell phone with me, and sometimes it's turned on. So, anyway.
And you normally have pen and paper with you, too, I've noticed.
Well, it depends.
Take down somebody's mailing address on the list.
But we'd love to add you, and you can keep it better informed month to month. But my number is 308-530-1273. And if you can't find that, just call the station here, and they'll find it for you.
Yep, we have it here. So
I do want to make mention of one other thing. We normally would be gearing up for our summer garage sale. Mm-hmm. That's been a huge thing for us. And another thing that we're looking at, you know, you think of all the people that come into that and handle everything that's on the tables. We are thinking of possibly, rather than a garage sale this year, if people have higher dollar items that we could sell on the internet.
Okay.
That's kind of the direction we're thinking about going, like, you know, some nicer furniture or antiques that might have some value or collectibles, whatever it might be. Just kind of eliminating the smaller, you know, we get boxes and boxes of garage sale leftovers.
Sure.
And
a lot of knick-knacks
we make
stuff.
Some dollars off of that, but we don't want to spend time on the internet trying to sell something for a dollar. So,
sure.
So if people have the higher dollar items, give us a call, and you know, if need be, we can make arrangements to pick it up, or you can call us and we can find a time to have it delivered. And one more thing,
yes, sir.
Before we turn the mic back to John, I want to say congratulations.
Thank
and,
you, sir.
I really thought the mayoral campaign was a good, clean race, one that we can all be proud of. And I know that the fall election coming up to that will be the same with the integrity and, you know, just running it in a very positive way. So I commend you for that.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to John as a candidate here for mayor of North Platte coming up in a few moments. Joe, appreciate the time and always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Good to see you, too.
More coming up with John Hales next on KODY.